opposition continues to mount against a plan to relocate Nashville's jail. Three state lawmakers who represent the city wrote a letter Monday against the idea. They didn't hold back, saying that Southeast Nashville has been under attack, and that building a new jail in that part of the county would have a lasting and negative impact. In the letter, Representatives Mike Stewart, Jason Powell, and Sherry Jones said the idea of moving the jail out of downtown caught residents by surprise. They asked why Mayor Carl Dean and Sheriff Darren Hall haven't provided more information about other possible locations. And they said the jail would stunt business development, endanger neighbors, and slow the wheels of the justice system, given that the jail would no longer be located next to the county courthouse. The proposal by the mayor and the sheriff would do away with the deteriorating jail downtown and build a new one on land the city already owns. Construction cost is estimated at $110 million. The council will debate the future of the jail on Tuesday before voting on which of the city's capital improvement projects to fund this year. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.